Bloomberg has learned that G7 leaders are set to instruct ministers to explore implementing a price cap on Russian gas. Our sources say the mandate may be announced at the end of the G7 summit on Tuesday as part of efforts to limit Russia's profits from energy exports. The leaders are also expected to mention a mechanism to cap prices on Russian oil in that final communique. In Madrid, NATO is planning to boost the size of its high alert force to 300,000 troops, about a sevenfold increase. The move is part of the alliance's biggest overhaul since the Cold War, set to be signed off upon at that meeting in Madrid this week. Under the plan, NATO will pre-position war equipment and boost air defences. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the strategy also addresses risks from China. NATO set to label China as a systemic challenge when it outlines its new policy guidelines this week, according to Bloomberg sources. The so-called strategic concept document highlights a deepening partnership between Beijing and Russia. It's due to be signed off on by NATO leaders this week in Madrid. We've also been told that China will not be labeled an adversary. The Bank of Korea is poised to raise its policy rate by half a percentage point next month for the first time, according to trader expectations signaled by market rates. Bloomberg calculations suggest South Korea's implied policy rate in 6 months will be around 3%. That indicates one 50 basis point hike and three 25 basis point hikes at the BOK's remaining meetings this year. Global News, 24 hours a day on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Vani Quinn. This is Bloomberg.